Ah, black holes. Massive vacuums chilling in space. I've decided to go out of this world and research some of the many questions that float around black holes and share some of the answers that I've found with you. Like, what are black holes? How are they formed? What would happen if a human like you or me were to go into a black hole? How can we learn about black holes if they trap light and they can't actually be seen? Do black holes get smaller over time? So what are black holes? Black holes are regions in space where gravity is super strong, stronger than you or me, that even light cannot escape. The reason why gravity is so strong in a black hole is because matter has been squeezed into such a tiny, tiny space. Because no light can escape from any form of black hole, people cannot see black holes. This means that they are basically invisible. How are black holes formed? Well, NASA says that there are three different forms of black holes, which are the primordial, stellar, and the supermassive black hole, and each are thought to have formed completely differently. Scientists believe that primordial black holes were formed in the very early universe, just after the Big Bang had occurred, but it is still unsure. Stellar black holes form when the center of a very enormous star collapses on itself. Supermassive black holes are believed to have formed at the same time as a galaxy it is in. The size of the supermassive black hole can depend on the mass and the size of the galaxy it is in. The Big Papa. What would happen if a human were to enter a black hole? Let's just say it certainly would not be good at all. According to NASA, they know about the inside of a black hole from Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. What a smart man he was. NASA says that if you were to enter the event horizon of a black hole, the immense gravity would compress you horizontally and stretch you vertically like a piece of spaghetti. And scientists call this spaghettification. Like, literally, no joke. Not only being compressed and stretched into a string of spaghetti, your perception of time and space will also change if you were to enter a black hole. Scientists have even said that they have even seen black holes rip apart stars, which takes so much energy to do. Just in case you are wondering, the event horizon is the entrance around the black hole. But how can we learn about black holes if they trap light and they can't actually be seen? Now, this is a very good question. NASA says that no light of any kind can escape through a black hole. So NASA has these telescopes with special tools. These telescopes are looking at the surrounding environments of black holes, where the materials are extremely close to the event horizon. The immense gravity of a black hole also distorts space itself, making it possible to see the influence of any invisible gravitational pull on objects and stars. Do black holes get smaller over time? Yes, black holes do get smaller over a very long period of time. But it is a timely process. Stephen Hawking theorized in 1974 that the reason why black holes can slowly get smaller is because they are losing little bits of particles, which is a process known as Hawking radiation. Hawking radiation is a sea of particles that are continuously popping in and out of existence. Cool, eh? Stephen Hawking also showed that if any of these pairs were to be created near a black hole, there may be a chance that one of them may be pulled into the black hole before it can be destroyed, and its partner will escape into the vast blackness of space. The energy from this then comes from the black hole, causing it to very slowly lose its energy and its mass by this process. This means that eventually a black hole will evaporate through this process of Hawking radiation. But black holes will take millions of billions of years to evaporate. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast and have learned some interesting facts on black holes. This podcast has been made by Amelia Maynard.